aboard the two American warships had seen. Despite the best efforts of their captains, the squadron became separated and drifted far to the east. The storm finally abated on February 12th, but it wasn't until the 15th that the two ships rendezvoused at sea and made their way back to Tripoli. That night, Captain Stephen Decatur, the squadron commander, convened a war council aboard the plucky little Intrepid. Henry Lafayette, along with 8 heavily armed seamen, rowed over to join him. Henry was tall, with the slender build of a master fencer. His eyes were so dark they appeared black, and in the native garb he had donned as a disguise, he cut as dashing a figure as the legendary pirate they hoped to face one day, Suleiman al-Jama. Born in Quebec, Lafayette had crossed into Vermont as soon as he turned 16. He wanted to be part of America's experiment in democracy and became an American citizen. He joined the Navy after a decade working the timber schooners of Lake Champlain. At the council, it was decided that the Americans would attack Tripoli as soon as was practicable. Another night would pass before the winds picked up enough for the Intrepid to make her approach on Tripoli. Through a brass telescope, Decatur and Lafayette watched the walled city slowly emerge from the vast, trackless desert.